A delegation from the European Parliament is visiting Canberra as Australia and the EU continue negotiations on a free trade agreement. Earlier this year, Australia and the EU revived talks on a deal which began in 2018. Sean Kelly represents an Irish constituency in the European Parliament and is leading the delegation in Australia and joins me now. Sean, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Sally. Delighted to be with you. And we're very pleased to be here in Australia, the first Parliament delegation from the European Parliament in 5 years. So it's timely.
Before we get to your visit, you've previously made strong comments on the situation in Gaza. What do you make of the latest strikes by Israel in Gaza?
Yeah, it's obviously worrying, but I suppose in a ceasefire after such a long war and a bitter war and years of conflict, there are bound to be probably breaches initially, but it shows they need to be managed very carefully and not to escalate. So I think the key there is to try and eliminate any chances of such things happening into the future, to let the ceasefire bed in and then go on to negotiate, hopefully in due course, a two-state solution. But there's a long road ahead yet, and this just shows how difficult it's going to be.
In May, you urged the EU to immediately suspend trade and cooperation with Israel in response to what was happening in Gaza. What's your position now?
Well, because of the ceasefire, it's time for everyone to take a breath, to get people around the table and to try and make progress. And I think, in fairness to President Trump, I think he used his influence to get that started. But it's going to be difficult and it's going to take a long time, a huge amount of diplomacy, but also guaranteed supports and I suppose some form of independent observations to ensure that whatever happens into the future, that they're able to keep any factions who are trying to break the ceasefire and the continuity of peace into the future to keep that at bay. So it's difficult, but at least it's much better position than it was back in May when the situation was terrible and we had ongoing famine, which was unbelievable, and also ongoing people being killed left, right and centre. So that has to stop and hopefully we can build on that together. And I think it would take all forces, particularly responsible forces, the US, the EU, Australia and others to try and bring that about.
Let's return to the issue of trade between Australia and the EU. How close do you think an agreement is? Because talks have been on and off for a long time.
Yes, we had a meeting with the Minister, John Parle, yesterday. It was a very productive meeting. It's up front. We pointed out where the difficulties were. He pointed out also the difficulties from an Australian point of view. But ultimately, and I have discussed this with the Commissioner responsible in the European Union, Mr. Feskovic, he's to come down here in November. And we hope by then that we will have got over the difficulties which led to the breakdown of discussions in Osaka last year. It's absolutely vital that we have a free trade agreement with a like-minded country like Australia. It sends a message to the world that we can continue on doing business, that tariffs aren't the way forward, and it's hugely beneficial because even with 12 months gone without free trade agreement with New Zealand, bilateral trade has increased 32%. So there are difficulties, but I think we are close to a resolution and we will get a resolution, I'm very confident, by the end of the year or the beginning of next year.
From a European perspective, what are the issues that still need to be ironed out specifically?
The biggest difficulty is market access for beef and sheep meats in particular. But there are movements at the moment. So we are also doing a deal with Mercosur, which is very controversial from the point of view of the farming industry. But again, we are, I think, reaching a conclusion there that may be helpful. We'll be voting on that in a few weeks. And if that's passed, then we will be coming, obviously, to the Australian deal because it'll be coming more imminent. But I think that the question has to be very clearly asked, if we can't reach a deal, how come that two blocs, the European Union and the Australia, which have everything in common, both culturally, historically, and particularly in terms of democracy and continuity, etc., couldn't reach a deal, I think could be sending a very bad message. And that's what I will be telling the people back home in Europe. And I think we have to compromise, we will compromise, and I think it will work out very well.
Is Australia taking too long in the EU's perspective?
Well, not really. I mean, if you look at it, the Mercosur deal is going on for over 20 years and it's only now finalised eventually, so it takes time. Every country in negotiations has to put its own interests, and it can compromise, but it cannot obviously sell any group down the swanny. And I think Australia have an awful lot to offer the European Union, particularly in terms of minerals and rare earths, etc., which we badly need, but also in terms of protecting and developing their own agricultural industry. But I think there are solutions there, and I think we discussed some of them yesterday, how they could be overcome, the problems, and I think there is a good opportunity, and Australia, and particularly Minister Farrell, are conducting matters in a very professional manner, and obviously with Australian interests at heart, but at the same time seeing the bigger picture, that it would benefit both of us if we got a deal, because as I said, when three free trade deals are done, bilateral trade increases enormously both ways.
Sean Kelly, thank you for your time this morning.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much indeed.
Sean Kelly is a member of the European Parliament, and EU delegation has been meeting with Australian officials, including, as you heard Sean mention, a meeting with the Trade Minister, Don Farrell.